from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Problems with Guyana's voters list unearthed as the security forces voted today. In Jamaica, the signs point to decreasing political violence, and there's more debate over scientific information on Montserrat. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Serious problems surfaced today at what many regarded as a dry run for next Monday's general elections in Guyana. Thousands of members of the security forces turned up to cast their ballots, but many found they were not on the voters' list. Some are now asking if this is an indication of what will happen on election day. Colin Smith reports.
Several members of the disciplined services were believed to have been disenfranchised today when they were due to vote ahead of next Monday's general election. According to one political party, at one polling station, out of over 100 voters who were in possession of valid ID cards, only 7 were allowed to vote. This was because the names of the others were not on the lists at the polling place. The Elections Commission decided, since the servicemen had valid voter ID cards, they were properly registered. The Commission therefore instructed the staff at the polling stations to allow the servicemen to vote after their particulars from their ID cards had been recorded. By that time, however, some of the potential voters had already returned to their homes. One official said the problem came about because of